You're listening to IdolRadioShow.com.
With your amazing host, Daryl.
Idol Radio Show with Daryl. Sit back and relax and enjoy, 'cause we know you will.
I was about to talk about a story, and I wanted to get your take on it. All right, there's this guy in Illinois. He's actually up here by me in a little city called Palatine. He applied for this job for a New Jersey company. He applied for it, what it was called, Avea Incorporated. It's a telecommunications company. And he got the job, but he turned it down at the last minute, like right before he was supposed to start. He turned down the job. But that was after processing all of his paperwork. He'd sent in all of his ID and processed all his paperwork, including his direct deposits. He turned down the job, and the money for his direct deposits started coming into his bank the next month, and they didn't stop for a few years. So let's see. I had in the story, because I wasn't planning on going to it just yet. I just wanted to, since I was talking to you. It looks like he had a total of $469,000 over the years were deposited into his accounts for nearly 5 years. So this was a pretty damn good job. $469,000 in less than 5 years. But they say that he actually withdrew approximately $1,900 from his company retirement account, which is ridiculous. I mean, that's really going too far when you're taking money out of your retirement account. But I don't feel like this guy should have been arrested. What do you think?
You know, that's difficult, because at that point, what are you going to arrest him for? Not being honest?
Not saying stop putting money in my account?
Yeah, really. I mean, if it's, you know, I hate to say it, but if it's a company glitch, if it's a company's problem, that's something they're just going to have to pay for. That's like putting lead in, you know, toys. You know what I mean? You don't blame the person buying the toy for not knowing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, he knew, but... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but how far does his obligation go? Does he have to get on the phone, call the company,
wait on hold? I think I agree with you as far as the retirement money.
Yeah, that's going a bit far, because that's initiating something.
But if they're just streaming money to him, and they're obviously too careless to find that, I mean, that's obviously a lot of money to be missing over a five-year span. You would think that the company would have to take, you know, just bite it.
Yeah, I think they got to take,
you know what I mean?
Take more. It's not as clearly, it couldn't be that detrimental from them. It took them 5 years in order to realize that it was happening. And it's going to be more detrimental for this guy financially in order just to fight this. But I don't know, man. If I am going up to the bank.
Do you think he can use that money?
Yeah, in order to fight it. in order to pay for the attorney. You'd probably have an instant freeze on that. But this is somebody depositing money, wiring money into his account. What he's guilty of is not calling the company and telling them to stop. That's it. These are direct deposits.
Right. I mean, I really don't see where he'd be at fault for that.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, do you know, like, if you find a, say you find a suitcase with $1 million in cash in it, do you know whether or not you're obligated to give that back?
The only thing I would do is I'd probably hide it.
But do you have
any kind of reward would come from it?
How do you find out whether or not it's real or fake?
That's the thing. That's the problem. I guess maybe I would kind of, like, borrow one of the, you know, what do they call it? You know, they use it for fake bells. A marker. It'll make a clear mark if it's good. It'll make a black mark if it's fake. And at that point, you know, you want to make sure it's not like FBI stamped anywhere on it or marked in some way.
Do you think that a currency exchange would, like, test it for you? Like, if you went into a currency exchange and said, you know, I just found a bag full of $100 bills, do you think they would test it to see whether or not it was real and then give it? Or do you think that would be, like, real suspicious to do?
I think that would be extremely suspicious, especially if it is marked.
But not legal, and not is it? I don't know. Let's call a currency exchange and just ask them what they would do in this scenario.
You should see what the procedure is.
Yeah, like, wait, here we go. Hold on.
Currency.
Hi, I just wanted to ask a question. What time do you close?
Yes, 9 o'clock.
Okay, I'm gonna try to come up there because I actually found this bag and it has like a big wad of $100 bills in it, and I don't know whether or not they're real. Would you guys be able to tell me whether or not the $100 bills are real? Do you have a way to do that?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Now is this
no problem?
You're not gonna like keep it or anything like that, are you?
Well, no, of course not, because you are not paying anything. You just want us to check it, you know?
Right, right. And we don't have... There.
Well, we take the bills away when someone tries to pay.
Ah.
As, you know, try to buy or pay something.
Okay.
You know, they are giving us a bad bill. You know, but if you just want us to know if it's good or bad...
Yeah,
you know,
because there it's a $100 bill, but there are like 500 of them. And I don't... Before I start spending them, I want to make sure, you know what I'm saying, that they're real. That's all.
I mean, so, but where do you get them from? I mean, do you get them from the bank or, you know? Just
oh, no.
How you got those 500, you know?
Well, there was a car that came around. It's a complicated situation, but there was a car that came flying down the alley around by my house, and they threw it out of the window, and then the police car was chasing them or something like that, and I saw the bag, and I didn't know what it was, so I went out there to get it, and I brought it back in, and that's what it was. But before, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, and I don't want to spend it and get arrested. And so that's what I was saying.
Of course. No,
so you understand?
It's good. You were lucky, and you get them. It's good. It's good.
Yeah.
It's yours. No problem.
All right. Well, I'll even if they're real, I'll give you like 5 of them for checking it. Okay.
All right, no problem.
All right, thanks.
Okay.
All right,
no
bye.
Problem.
Okay, so we have the answer.
Oh, my God, I almost cracked. Oh, my God.
We got
you didn't tell me to mute. I'm, like, dying.
We got the answer. Like, I mean, so we could take it down to a currency exchange in order to just find that out. I don't think that's ethical.
Possibly the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
I'm not sure that that's ethical, though, what that woman did. She's going to take $500. She told me that it was okay. she told me I got
she
lucky.
She said you were lucky.
Right, right.
Oh, my God. That is awesome.
Oh, man. That's,
I cannot wait to tell Molly about this.
That is hysterical, dude. I cannot believe that woman told me I got lucky. And she's probably waiting.
You got lucky. It's yours.
She's probably hoping like hell that money is real because I'm giving her 5 of them. I told her that there were 500 of them. What would that make? That's like 50 grand, right?
Yeah.
In a paper bag. Oh my goodness. That's nuts. Okay, so at least I can tell you there's at least one currency exchange in Chicago that will check your money for you just to make sure that it's real. And I recommend people doing that.
I can't believe you went as far as to tell the police for chasing him, and yeah.
Well, she did ask where I got it from. I had to figure something out.
Yeah.